We're coming to the last two tracks on the album now, and this one, Center of the Universe, sounds very Beatlesque. Don Henley.
That started with some music that Stuart had, and we thought it was interesting music, and it did remind us a bit of the Beatles, and so I came up with, again, the title and the hook, as they call it. And I'm not quite sure what the song is about. Glenn put his own spin on it. You know, he contributed to the lyrics. I suppose it's a song to our children. You know, I mean, on the one hand, it could be interpreted, I suppose, as a song to a couple. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe an older man married a younger woman or something, and he wants to live in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's where Glenn wants to end up, I think. And maybe the spouse doesn't want to live there, or maybe the elder man. I mean, I would be perfectly content to live in a small town like the one I grew up in, I think. My wife would not. You know, she would prefer us to live in a city like Dallas. So it could be interpreted in that way. Like, you know, I know you don't like it here, and I know that it's not the center of the universe, but this is where I want to be. It's also the second verse, I think, is more to our children. Maybe even about our own ultimate demise. Maybe it's a message to them. You know, after I'm dead and gone, I'll still be with you. Again, it comes back to that theme of cycles, waiting in the weeds. You will see me, you know, in the breezes. It takes an almost atavistic, you know, turn, a spiritual turn, but sort of on the molecular level. You know, I'll be the breeze that caresses your cheek. You know, that'll be Dad, and I'll be the snow that falls. Which is has a lot of kinship with waiting in the weeds and the imagery and the spirituality inherent in that song. And it is very Beatlesque.
Thank you. was basically an instrumental that Stuart and Timothy, Joe and myself were messing around with. And it didn't have any lyrics when we cut the track. And we called it Beatlesque. That was our code name for it. And then Don wrote the lyrics for Center of the Universe. And like you say, it's obviously got something to do with moving on, passing of the torch. And I felt that at the end of the second CD, I wanted Don to say something, and I wanted myself to say something. And those two songs, to me, are also hopeful. They're somewhat bittersweet, but they are. But you know, again, they are hopeful. So you know, our record can't end with the end of Western civilization as we know it.
Center of the Universe from the Eagles' Long Road Out of Eden. And it's time for the final track and the final words from the band, next on Gold.